3. Greetings, said the letter delivered by stamp mail. You have been selected out of millions of your friends and neighbors. You are now a Concomedy. It can't be, Surly G. Phebs thought as he reread the printed form. It was a meager document, size-wise, with his name and number Xeroxed in. It looked no more serious than a bill from his Conap Buildings Utility Committee asking him to vote on a rate increase. And yet here it was in his possession, formal evidence which would admit him, incredibly, into Festung, Washington, D.C., and its subsurface Kremlin, the most heavily guarded spot in West Block, and not as a tourist. They found me typical, he said to himself. Just thinking this, he felt typical. He felt swell and powerful and slightly drunk, and he had difficulty standing. His legs wobbled, and he walked unsteadily across his miniature living room and seated himself on his Ionian Fnulfur imitation couch. But I really know why they picked me, Beb said aloud. It's because I know all about weapons. An authority. That's what he was, due to all the hours, 6 or 7 a night, because like everyone else, his work had been recently cut from 20 to 19 hours per week, that he spent scanning edutapes at the Boise, Idaho main branch of the public library. And not only an authority on weapons, he could remember with absolute clarity every fact he had ever learned, as, for example, on the manufacture of red-stained glass in France during the early 13th century. I know the exact part of the Byzantine Empire, from which the mosaics of the Roman period which they melted down to form the cherished red glass came, he said to himself, and exulted. It was about time that someone with universal knowledge like himself got on the UN-W NATSEC board instead of the usual morons, the mass persaps who read nothing but the headlines of the homeopapes, and naturally the sports and animated cartoon strips, and of course the dirty stuff about sex, and otherwise poisoned their empty minds with toxic, mass-produced garbage, which was deliberately produced by the large corporations who really ran things if you knew the inside story, as for instance IG Farben, not to mention the much bigger electronics guidance systems and rocket trusts that evolved later, like A.G. Beimler of Bremen, who really owned General Dynamics and IBM and GE, if you happen to have looked deeply into it, as he had. Wait till I sit down at the board across from the Commander-in-Chief Supreme UN-West, General George Nitz, he said to himself. I'll bet, he thought, I can tell him more facts about the hardware in the, for instance, Metrogradle homeostatic anti-entrope phase converter sine wave oscillator that Boeing is using in their LL-40 peak velocity interplan rocket than all the so-called experts in Festung, Washington. I mean, I won't be just replacing the Concomedy whose time on the board expired and so I got this form. If I can get those fatheads to listen, I can replace entire bureaus. This certainly beat sending letters to the Boise Star-Times Pape and to Senator Edgewell, who didn't even respond with a form letter anymore. He was so, quote, busy. In fact, this beat even the halcyon days 7 years ago, when, due to the inheritance of a few UN-West gov bonds, he had published his own small fact sheet type of newsletter, which he had stamp-mailed out at random to people in the VidPhone book, plus, of course, to every government official in Washington. That had, or might well have had, if there weren't so many lardheads, commies, and bureaucrats in power, altered history. For example, in the area of cleaning up the importation of disease-causing protein molecules, which regularly rode to Earth on ships returning from the colony planets, and which accounted for the flu that he, Phebs, had contracted in 99 and really never recovered from, as he had told the health insurance official at his place of business, the new era of cooperative financing savings and loan corporation of Boise, where Phebs examined applications for loans with an eye to detecting potential deadbeats. In detecting deadbeats, he was unmatched. He could look an applicant, especially a Negro, over in less than one microsecond and discern the actual composition of their ethical psychic structure, which everyone at NECFSNLC knew, including Mr. Rumford, the branch manager. Although, due to his egocentric personal ambitions and greed, Mr. Rumford had deliberately sabotaged Phebs's repeated formal requests over the last 12 years for a more than routinely stipulated pay raise. Now, that problem was over. As a concomitant, he would receive a huge wage. He recalled, and felt momentary embarrassment, that often he had in his letters to Senator Edgewell, among many other things, complained about the salaries which the six citizens drafted onto the board as concomitants received. So, now to the vidphone to ring up Rumford, who was still at his high-rise Connaught, probably eating breakfast, and tell him to stuff it. Phebs dialed and shortly found himself facing Mr. Rumford, who still wore his Hong Kong-made silk bathrobe. Taking a deep breath, Surly G. Phebs uttered,
Mr. Rumford, I just wanted to tell you.
He broke off, intimidated. Old habits die slowly.
I got a notice from the UN-WNATSEC people in Washington.
He heard his voice declare, thin and unsteady.
So, you can get someone else to do all your dirty type jobs for you, and just in case you're interested, I let around 6 months ago a really bad apple take out a 10,000 post-cred loan and he'll never pay it back.
He then slammed the receiver down, perspiring, but weak with a wholesome joy that now lodged everywhere inside him.
And I'm not gonna tell you who that bad apple is, he said to himself. You can comb the minned mass of records on your own time. Pay my replacement to do it. Up yours, Mr. Rumford.
Going into the tiny kitchen of his Connaught, he quickly unfroze a pack of stewed apricots, his customary breakfast. Seated at the table, which extended plank-like from the wall, he ate and meditated.
Wait until the organization hears about this, he reflected.
By this, he meant the superior warriors of Caucasian ancestry of Idaho and Oregon, Chapter 15. Especially Roman centurion Skeeter W. Johnstone, who just recently, by means of an AA-35 disciplinary edict, had demoted Phebs from the rank of Legionnaire Class 1 to Helot Class 50.
I'll be hearing from the organization's Praetorian headquarters at Cheyenne, he realized. From Emperor of the Sun Klaus himself. They'll want to make me an RC, and probably kick out Johnstone on his tail.
There were a lot of others who would get what they deserved now. For instance, that thin librarian at the main branch of the Boise Publib, who had denied him access to the 8 closed cases of microtapes of all the 20th century pornographic novels.
This means your job, he said to himself,
and imagined the expression on her dried, wart-like face as she received the news from General Nitz himself. As he ate his stewed apricots, he pictured in his mind the great bank of computers at Festoon, Washington, D.C., as they had examined million after million of file cards and all the data on them, determining who was really typical in his buying habits and who was only faking it, like the Strattons in the Connaught across from his, who always tried to appear typical, but who in no true ontological sense made it.
I mean, Phebs thought joyfully, I'm Aristotle's universal man, such as society has tried to breed genetically for 5,000 years, and Univox-50R at Festoon, Washington finally recognized it. When a weapon component is at last put before me officially, he thought with grim assurance, I'll know how to plowshare it all right. They can count on me. I'll come up with a dozen ways to plowshare it, and all of them good, based on my knowledge and skill. What's odd is that they'd still need the other 5 concomitants. Maybe they'll realize that. Maybe instead of giving me only a 1/6 slice, they'll give me all the components. They might as well.
It would go about like this. General Nitz, amazed. Good God, Phebs, you're completely right. This stage one of the Brownian movement restriction field induction coil, portable subtype, can be easily plowshared into an inexpensive source to chill beer on excursions lasting over 7 hours. Phew, golly! Phebs, however, I think you're still missing the basic point, General. If you'll look more closely at my official abstract on the... The vid phone rang then, interrupting his thoughts. He rose from the breakfast table, hurried to answer it. On the screen, a middle-aged female West Block bureaucrat appeared.
Mr. Surly G. Phebs of Connept Building 300685?
Yes, he said nervously.
You received your notice by stant mail of your induction as concomitee to the UN-W NATSEC board as of this following Tuesday?
Yes.
I am calling Mr. Phebs to remind you that under no circumstances are you to convey, reveal, expound, announce, or otherwise inform any person or organization or info media or autonomic extension thereof capable of receiving, recording, and or transmitting, communicating, and or telecasting data in any form whatsoever, that you have been legally named by due and official process to the UN-W NATSEC board as concomitee A, as per paragraph 3 in your written notice, which you are required under penalty of law to read and strictly observe.
Surly Phebs, inside himself, fainted dead away. He had failed to read all the way down the notice. Of course, the identity of the 6 concomitees on the board was a matter of strict secrecy, and already he had told Mr. Rumford. Or had he? Frantically, he tried to recall his exact words. Hadn't he merely said he received a notice? Oh, God, if they found out.
Thank you, Mr. Phebs, the female official said, and rang off.
Phebs stood in silence, gradually hinging himself back together.
I'll have to call Mr. Rumford again, he realized. Make certain he thinks I'm quitting for health reasons. Some pretext. I've lost my CONAPT, have to leave the area, anything.
He found himself shaking. A new scene bloomed frighteningly in his mind. General Nitz, grayly, with menace.
So, you told, Phebs.
Phebs.
You need me, General. You really do. I can plowshare better than anyone drafted before. Univox 50R knows what it's talking about. In the name of God, sir, give me a chance to prove my superior worth.
General Nitz moved.
Well, all right, Phebs. I can see you're not quite like anyone else. We can afford to treat you differently because the fact is that in all my long years of dealing with all kinds of people, I've never seen anyone as unique as you. And it would be a distinct loss to the free world if you decided not to stick with us and give us the benefit of your knowledge, experience, and talent.
Reseating himself at his breakfast table, Phebs mechanically resumed the eating which had been interrupted. General Nitz.
Actually, Phebs, I'd even go so far as to say...
Ah, the hell with it,
Phebs thought, with growing, overwhelming gloom.